Welcome to GovCast, connecting with federal IT's top decision makers. I'm Alexander Bolova, production lead at GovCIO Media and Research. With me today is staff writer researcher Nikki Henderson. Hi, Nikki.
Hi there, Alex.
You had the opportunity to chat with Preetha Mehra, CIO at the United States Postal Service. How'd it go?
It went great, Alex. Preetha and I had a wonderful conversation. She talked about how the U.S. Postal Service is currently undergoing a major transformation, and she also outlined their Delivering for America plan. Preetha also talked about how she's helping to develop the agency's workforce. She said they're utilizing several strategies to recruit talent as well as retain their current employees. So it's a very exciting time at the Postal Service.
Yeah, sounds like it. So what did Preetha say about her core CIO strategies?
Well, Preetha said one of her key strategies is focusing on how to modernize the agency's mission-critical business platforms for better value and performance. She said she's using software as a service or SaaS products to help modernize their hiring practices, their payroll, as well as their customer service. Preetha said one of her other key strategies is security. She said the Postal Service is currently promoting a zero-trust culture to strengthen their cyber posture. And they're also emphasizing that security isn't just the responsibility of the CISO, but everyone across the organization.
Gotcha. And obviously, a key part of security for any CIO is data management. So how is she approaching the management of the agency's, frankly, vast amounts of data as part of her plan?
Well, get this, Alex. Preetha told me that the Postal Service manages more than 115 petabytes of data and counting. So I was like, oh, wow, this is incredible. So they created a chief data and analytics office to help them overcome their data obstacles. And it's designed to guide them through this transformation to fully harness the power of data. Preetha said they're also working toward managing their data as an enterprise asset using automated technologies to categorize and label these data sets. And on the infrastructure side, Preetha said the agency is also adopting cloud agnostic platforms with event streaming, which will help them support data movement, placement, and reference.
And will the Postal Service be using any AI or machine learning as part of all this?
Of course they will. Preetha highlighted many ways they're using AI and ML. She said the Postal Service has been leveraging AI and ML to forecast mail and package volumes, which helps customers find out information about their packages. They're using an AI voice assistant to provide accurate predictions of where the package is, and they use machine learning to determine when it's going to be delivered and the exact time. So that's really cool. And Preetha said they're also really excited about experimenting with generative AI in the future to see how it can improve their IT capabilities.
Well, it sounds like there is a lot going on at the Postal Service, so let's not keep our listeners waiting. Let's take a listen to your conversation. Today's episode is sponsored by T-Mobile for Government. With solutions designed to help USPS achieve their mission of delivering for America, T-Mobile for Government is the partner for network modernization. Get reliable connectivity with 5G advanced network solutions and government internet. Save time, reduce errors, and lower costs with fleet management and asset tracking solutions. Create more connected operations with T-Mobile for Government. Visit tmobile.com/USPS to learn more. That's t-mobile.com/USPS.
Today, Preetha Mehra, the Chief Information Officer and Executive Vice President of the United States Postal Service, will be speaking with me about the agency's Delivering for America plan. She will also talk about some of her core CIO strategies, as well as her strategies around AI and machine learning. Hi there, Preetha. Thanks so much for joining us on GovCast.
Hello, Nikki. Thank you for having me.
We hear the United States Postal Service is undergoing a major transformation. What role do you and the Chief Information Office play in that transformation?
Well, Nikki, the Postal Service is in year three of our Delivering for America plan. And this plan was published in March of 2021. And it outlines how we, the Postal Service, is modernizing everything. Our processing, our logistics, our delivery networks, our product offerings, our organizational structure, our hiring and retention strategies. And this plan will put us on a path of consistent service excellence and financial stability, so we can remain one of the nation's most trusted agencies well into the future. So, of course, the CIO has a very critical role in this journey. Modernization means technology. So it's our job to make sure we move at pace to understand the business needs and quickly introduce the modern capabilities to support this transformation. So for each platform needed, we first determine if there is a solution out there, a SaaS solution, because we don't want to build if something good is out there. We want to bring in the best in class. And it's important for us to foster technology curiosity and to drive our teams to embrace the winning technologies, whether it's best-in-class SaaS products or whether it's AI and machine learning algorithms. So our team is key to transforming the Postal Service for greater performance and innovation at scale.
Well, what are your core CIO strategies?
So, well, let me start with our mission statement, which is our mission is to create business value through an adaptive, talent-rich workforce inspired by composable technologies that drive secure, innovative solutions, build insights, and sense the future. And we have several key strategies that support that mission. So first and foremost, we are modernizing our mission-critical business platforms for better value and performance. So for example, one of our most critical platforms is our logistics platforms, obviously, right? So we have recently upgraded our logistics ecosystem, which supports over 41,000 daily trips, 4,000 contracts, 1,300 logistics suppliers. So we've created a logistics ecosystem of five SaaS products, which we've meshed together for contracting, for trip scheduling, for logistics supplier visibility, for fuel management, and fleet management. So SaaS plays a very key role here, right? And it's also playing a key role in modernizing in other areas. We're using best-in-class domain products to help us modernize our hiring practices, our payroll, our customer service, you name it. Now, one of our key strategies is to provide high-value mailing and shipping solutions for all sizes of businesses and stakeholders in the supply chain. So to do this, we recently deployed a very modern API interface. And this platform gives our customers and partners broad access to our products and solutions with immediate onboarding, rapid deployment, and unprecedented scale. And this platform provides a dynamic one-stop shop of shipping capabilities to expand business reach, standardize addresses, price a package, create a label, schedule a pickup, and much more. In this case, our build priorities on this platform is our customer priorities. So whatever they're asking is done first. And throughout the country, we are also modernizing our infrastructure, our data centers, our expansive telecom network. This telecom network reaches more than 34,000 locations, if you think about all our post offices across the country. And we are implementing technologies such as SD-WAN and 5G for an always-on, highly resilient telecom network. So this provides better user experience by reducing latency, and we also bringing in secure connections through directly to SaaS providers with SD-WAN. Now, Of course, one of our key strategies is security, and it's the underpinning of all our strategies. We are very cognizant of the fact that we are a government agency and we have to be especially vigilant. We are well on our way to promoting a zero trust infrastructure to keep our cyber posture strong. Security is the responsibility of everyone in the organization, not only our CISO group. And our CISO group actually spends a lot of time educating our entire workforce on the importance of security and how it is owned by everyone.
Well, Preetha, how are you approaching the management of your vast amounts of data as part of your plan?
Well, vast amounts is right. We manage more than 115 petabytes of data and counting. So, of course, one of our essential strategies is to leverage our data to provide our organization with timely, accurate, and predictive intelligence. And largely for us to drive service excellence and innovative product solutioning. So we've actually created a chief data and analytics office to tackle the big challenges of data and guide us through a transformation to fully harness the power of data. We're moving from a world of disparate data sets, siloed ownership, and conflicting sources of truth to a governed environment with clearly defined sources of truth. We are striving to manage our data as an enterprise asset using automated technologies to categorize, label, and catalog these data sets. And this becomes even more important as you harness AI and ML algorithms. And on the infrastructure side, we are adopting cloud agnostic platforms with event streaming to support data movement, placement, and reference. We use Kafka compatible software for digital representation of our assets, including vehicles, package movement. And this digital twin allows us to visualize things such as mail and package processing conditions and delivery conditions. And we're going about this data journey in a prioritized way. We're not about to catalog every application we have because we have 900 of those. We're basically following the modernization journey. So as we identify those mission critical platforms that we need to modernize, then the data sets related to those applications are first addressed. So just as I mentioned, our logistics platform. So our logistics data set is one of the first that we have categorized and made as an enterprise asset that can be used across applications. We're also finalizing our data governance and AI policies to make sure that we focus our efforts on high value use cases.
So speaking of AI, what are your strategies around artificial intelligence and machine learning?
I see AI as a growing enabler of our core mission. As such, we're making sure we have the framework and capabilities in place to leverage enterprise scale AI and ML. But this requires change. AI and ML applications require greater storage, much more compute. Our model developers need compute infrastructure with GPUs or similar technology. This requires places to store raw data, finished customized products, and final model weights. In most cases, these artifacts are at least an order, if not several orders of magnitude larger in size than what the traditional software applications needed. So our production infrastructure and environments, whether in the cloud, on-prem, or at the edge, need to be designed with AI and ML in mind. With the right structured foundation, we can accelerate developing and deploying new AI and ML capabilities, moving from proof of concepts to enterprise-grade applications. So wherever possible, we choose to leverage open source algorithms and train them on specific postal use cases. There is a lot out there already that can be leveraged. All of this must be set in the context of evolving AI regulations and best practices focused on ethics, transparency, and privacy. We have to offer trusted and stable AI for all our stakeholders. And we are very committed to using AI responsibly, ethically, and lawfully. And this is actually very clearly stated in our AI policy and implementation guide. Now, in the Postal Service, we've been leveraging AI since the 1990s when we applied optical character recognition and computer vision capabilities to detect mail and package patterns, right? Reading the labels and addresses. Traditional AI machine learning inferencing is used across business functions. And we are now looking at more and more applications where we can bring it in. So some examples, network and supply chain modeling. We have been leveraging AI and ML to forecast mail and package volumes to prescribe optimized processing approaches. When customers want to know where's my package and when will it be delivered, we use an AI voice assistant to provide accurate predictions of where the package is. And we use machine learning to determine when it's going to be delivered and the exact time. We use it for customer experience analytics to understand customer sentiment and to accelerate service request processing. We're also using it pretty heavily now in fraud detection, you know, detecting unpaid packages in our mail stream. On the IT side, we're kind of really excited with Gen AI, right? We are experimenting with how to improve our IT capabilities, using developer assistant Gen AI Copilot to improve development speed, enhance the quality, use LLMs for understanding legacy code. We recognize that AI holds value as a technology catalyst and for achieving new outcomes with current capabilities and for spurring new capabilities. So we are very excited in the CIO group about this.
Well, how are you developing your people to ensure you have the skill sets you need to accomplish your goals?
Yeah, this is a very exciting part of my job, actually. We are very fortunate that many of our employees enjoy being part of such a storied institution in the middle of unprecedented modernization. So it's complex resume building, rewarding work that helps us attract and retain our employees. We are constantly looking at our job descriptions and our recruitment strategies to secure the people who possess the right skills. We have actually restructured our organization to drive a modernization culture. We have aligned our application development organizations across business units. So we have a logistics applications group, a processing, delivery, a product, an HR, a finance groups. And our design and development architects have acquired deep subject matter expertise within their domains and play a critical role in journey mapping current and future states. Position titles are important, and we have grown our base of software and design architects to engage in these journey mapping exercises. And I feel journey mapping is very critical to ride the path of the users so you can design for them and with them. We present exciting continuing education opportunities at every turn, from learning journeys, lunch and learns, and training tracks, to sandbox opportunities to allow folks to get their feet wet and try new things. The goal is to have skill sets on core modern technologies be native across the organization with reduced reliance on contractors. We encourage this through live chat forums, where communities of data scientists, developers, and other subgroups can share knowledge and best practices. So they work with our teams to provide workshops, sandbox opportunities, training sessions, and other activities to make our CIO employees better informed leaders, better technology strategists, and highly skilled technologists. Now, one of our most successful programs is what we call CIO Tech Chats, and we hold it every 2 weeks. And when we first launched this, we just decided that we would bring in technology experts and do a one-hour session on, and you know, on different technology subjects, right? Mm-hmm. So whether it's AI, machine learning, DevSecOps, geospatial technologies, Kafka, event streaming. And when we started this, we thought we would have been happy if 10 people joined. In our first session, we had 500 participants. So it's been really successful, and we keep it really alive. We encourage folks to send us topics, and it's been very, very successful. So that's called a CIO Tech Chat. We also have something called just a raw CIO chat. And that's where we actually invite executives from the enterprise, from the Postal Service, to come and share their priorities and strategies with the technology group. This allows our workforce to see the context of their work and to join in a dialogue with the executives who are leading the different forces of change. And this has also been really informative because the more they learn about the business, the more they can innovate on the technology solutions for them. And we're actually a 250-year-old organization, but we are undergoing one of the most massive transformations in our history. So it's really a very exciting time to be a technologist in this organization.
Wonderful. Well, Preetha, are there any parting thoughts that you have for our audience?
Well, you know, being the CIO, I'm going to say, you know, it's important to embrace technology, but of course, be very prudent about it. It's easy to run after the next shiny tech thing, but it's really important to first identify the value that it can bring when you harness a new technology. I think one of the things we've learned here is that you can't force a culture change. You have to bring about the change by exciting the employee base and, you know, getting them to see that there really is no better way than to embrace the technology. So I think it's really important to foster a culture of curiosity and learning that inspires people so that they really want to embrace, because that was something we really grappled with. So how do we move this organization to, you know, change the mindset? And it all began with just bringing about these tech chats and saying, here, look what the rest of the world is doing, or look where we can bring. And then when we brought these examples, we also brought them in with examples that were very related to the postal environment, so people could immediately understand how that technology could bring value. So yeah, so that's my message is, you know, be excited about the change. It's here to stay. It's here to deliver great value. And the question is, how do you define that value? And another thought for us is, you know, we have 950 applications, a lot of which are legacy. We're not about to go in and rewrite all of them. We don't have the time, money, or resources to do that. What we do is prioritization. And I think that is also very important, is understand the mission of your organization, understand the pain points, understand where the biggest value drivers are, and that's where you really focus your technology. And then to end with, security is everything. So, you know, really spread a culture of security that's beyond your CISO group. It's been a challenge for us. You know, when CISO showed up, everyone would get upset. But now it's very different across our CIO group. We embrace the CISO team. We encourage them to run hackathons. And we've really moved the mission to be security first. And so, yeah. Those are my thoughts.
Well, that was wonderful, Preetha. Thank you so much. I really enjoyed our conversation. And I just want to thank you again for taking out time to speak with me today. And I hope that you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, Nikki.
Thank you, Nikki. That was a terrific conversation with Preetha Mehra. Before we let our listeners go, do you have any last highlights or takeaways that you want to leave our listeners with?
Well, I just want to, I guess, reemphasize, like Preeta said, the Postal Service is undergoing one of the most massive transformations in their 250-year history. So that's a really big deal. With all of the innovation and modernization happening right now at the agency, the creation of the Chief Data and Analytics Office for their data management, they have big plans for generative AI. And this is just really an amazing time for the Postal Service, which will benefit their employees and their customers like you and me.
Well, if there's one thing that all of our listeners have in common, it's that we are all utilizing the services of the Postal Service. So I'm very interested in keeping an eye on how all of this develops in the future. Well, thank you again, Nikki. Listeners can tune in next week for a brand new episode in our GovCIO Media and Research podcast feed. But until then, if you like what you heard, make sure that you leave a review and a 5-star rating on the podcast platform of your choice. I'm Alexander Bolova.
And I'm Nikki Henderson.
Thank you for listening. GovCast, along with HealthCast and CyberCast, is a production of GovCIO Media and Research. To explore our content, visit our website, govciomedia.com. Keep an eye out for new episodes every Tuesday. And if you like what you heard, leave us a review on the podcast platform of your choice. Have a topic you want us to discuss? Contact us at newsletter@govcio.com.